Tesevav lo yitemam lecha bechofnov. Cannot give water to somebody for a tears of time with your hands, even if your hands are clean. Hashem noitlim elam in a kli. Tears of time is to be from a kli, not from hands. V'dim notul yodo achas me a kli. Also, if you wash one hand with a kli, b'shofim imenu yodo acheres. And then with the water that was in the hand that he washed, he poured into the second hand. Those also, te'enu klum, doesn't help, because the second hand got it from the first hand and didn't get it from the kli. If he held his hands together and somebody poured over the hands, even though it hit the top hand first, then it's alright, because that's considered everything coming from the kli onto both hands. Ramiratam matu bezu. The case where he poured from the kli onto one hand and then he poured it from that hand onto the second hand, he says that's acceptable. Shetchilas netina netila the yodo achas hoisim in a kli. The beginning of this netila from the first hand was through a kli. Hushas the yodo yishoy netaya going to shove a chalei revius vasachas. That works in a case where he poured a full revius on the first hand, and then that water remains tahar, and that hand can now pour it on the second hand according to Rabbeinu Tam, because it's considered just be continuing the initial Natila. The Ramot says, Nogu lahakel, kadiri Rabbeinu Tam, avosfari shayni ikyo, lachen yish lahakma lachatchila. Just the meaning is to be make a Rabbeinu Tam, which means if you pour it onto one hand, you can pour it from that hand onto the second hand. Mishabur says it's only in the case where he immediately poured it from that hand to the second hand. The Shabu explains that even Rabbeinu Tam is talking about a case where he poured into one hand and from that hand he poured it onto the second hand. But if he rubbed it into the second hand, then the second hand will be the time of the first hand and it will not work. The Maisa, the Ramah said that one should try to avoid this.